Hi, I'm Kemi Judd with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm here today with Marianne Birch, the employment specialist at BYU Idaho, and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So we just heard your devotional, and it is really great. It's actually focused on prayer, which I appreciate, and I haven't heard a devotional focused on prayer in a while, so I'm excited to talk to you about your topic today. So you mentioned a story. Well, actually, you mentioned two stories, but they kind of are contrasting. One of them focuses on a really quick answer, and the other one kind of is like a 15-year journey to the answer.
Right.
What can you tell us about maybe people who are wanting that quick answer, but probably are in the 15-year answer?
You know, some of the quotes, like Brooke Hales that was in the video that we showed, he talks about it could be even after this life that we get those answers. And we just need to be patient, have faith, and know that Heavenly Father will answer them. But it's not always in our time. Yeah. It's in His.
Definitely. Brother Jackson talked about that last week, kind of we don't get to write the contract.
And correct.
I liked that idea of sometimes we just don't know. So you share about prayer in this devotional as well, and it is the focus of your message. But I also want to know some of your experiences with receiving answers. We got one of them during the talk, but for you, sometimes people get patterns of receiving answers. And so what does yours kind of look like?
It's so interesting that you asked me that, because the reason this all came about was I was trying to give a talk in sacrament meeting, and I was not getting an answer on what I was supposed to speak on. It was killing me. So that's when my husband said to me, well, maybe you should talk on that, about receiving inspiration and knowing what it looks like and what it sounds like. And I've used Sherry Dew's quote many times, and I've done that many times, because I think the adversary comes in and tells us we're not good enough and that we shouldn't be able to talk to our Heavenly Father. But that's so not true. And so I'm still learning how Heavenly Father talks to me. Most of the time, it's just a feeling that I get. You know, some people will hear audible words, but for me, I've discovered that it's more just feelings, that I need to be in tune with those.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely. For me, it's like a confidence. Like, I don't doubt it. And if I doubt it a lot, then I'm like, I don't think that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
See, I love that. Everybody has their own.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, like you shared in your talk, like, the only way to know is to ask.
That's correct.
The only way, yeah, is
to be taught.
And yeah, being taught. Perfect. And so, definitely. A student opens up the devotional.
Yes.
And so sharing a story about faith and obedience. And I kind of love that story kind of is still open, is left a little bit open.
For Kenneth?
Yes.
And his story?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I guess I know the answer. Kenneth let her go on her mission. And yeah, that's where it ended.
Yeah.
And so then he came here, and he is married now. So he found someone else when he was here. But like you said, Heavenly Father has a plan. It just is having the faith to know that the answer that you get is the correct answer and to do it. That's where that natural man comes in. And the discussion board topics, there's some that talk about that. So if you have time to go in and read those are great. Love them.
I think that's a really important thing to remember, and I'm grateful you guys talked about it. And like, have you noticed that in your interaction with students?
Absolutely. In all of our families, I think, and even myself, there are so many questions that we're having, but it's always easier to look back and see, oh, the Lord blessed me here and the Lord blessed me there. We just need to remember. And it goes back to Brother Jackson's talk, to remember those times that built your testimony. And to understand that it doesn't always come right now. And there was one more I can't think of right now, but it's in the Lord's time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not good at being patient. I am so not good at being patient. But that's what we need to do, and have faith and just keep doing as the brother did in my talk. He continued to live as he should and do those responsibilities, even though he felt like nothing. Felt darkness.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, he noticed the Lord's hand in things. It's not today, maybe it's not tomorrow, but sometime we'll know. And just know that as Heavenly Father has blessed you in previous times when you look back, he will again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And maybe he is, and we just aren't taking the time to listen. And that's where I think pondering comes in. We just need to take the time to think about what we want to ask and then take the time to listen after.
Yeah, I like that. You also mentioned with that brother, you called him Tom.
Called him Tom.
But you mentioned also, I liked a key word that you used, which was repented. He also repented while he was waiting. I think we sometimes can harden our hearts a little bit and not realize maybe there is something I need to work on, because we all have that. We all have something we can be working on. But by continually not only just checking the boxes, but saying, what can I change or how can I change and get closer to God, I think that's also a key element.
I think it's always hard when you to say you might be wrong mm-hmm. with something. And to repent is going to our Heavenly Father and saying, okay, I don't know what's happening here, mm-hmm. but I want to be better. Please help me move past this. And I'll do better. And that's,
yeah,
it's hard. It's hard.
It is hard. It is so hard. What would be one thing that you would tell students regarding prayer?
I just don't think we use it enough. I don't think we use it to the extent that it needs to be. And in one of the quotes, it says, that just go to a quiet place. I know I have said a prayer driving in the car.
Yes.
Out loud.
Yes.
I mean, I have to keep my eyes open because I'm driving, but I have had a full conversation with my Heavenly Father when I'm driving. And the hardest thing sometimes is going to Him humbly and asking for those things. On the discussion board, one of the brothers says he writes down his prayers. You know, what he wants to think about before he gives his prayer as a journal, his prayers, his evening prayers. And I thought that was so great, such a good idea, because he's really thinking about what he wants to ask or say or tell him of the day. And then he takes time after to ponder the feelings, the thoughts, and other things and write those down, which is always nice to go back.
Yeah, and then I was talking with Brother Jackson last week as well about kind of receiving answers and remembering those things. Mm-hmm. There's a quote, and it talks about like remembering the prompting that you get first.
Elder Rasband.
Okay.
Elder Rasband.
Because that's my favorite scripture, and
yes,
I wrote it down.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason why that is, Elder Rasband says that, and that's one of the things when I was not getting the answer to my talk. Mm-hmm. And actually, when they don't give you a devotional topic, mm-hmm. you pick it. And if that's not stressful, but, you know, I felt this prompting that I knew I needed to speak about my sister and that mm-hmm. experience. And it's very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. And then I thought that for like a week, and it was really teary and cry, and then it just left me. And I thought, oh, my goodness, maybe that's not what I need to talk about. But Elder Rasband said, you go with the first impression. Mm-hmm. Because it'll be right 9 times out of 10. And I was getting that impression, but I wasn't listening. I think I wasn't moving ahead with that. So then it moves on.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah,
I like
think
that.
About that, and what's the first impression that you do get?
Yeah. Because I've had experiences in my life where me and my husband always joke, like, you have to keep making the right choice. Sometimes you have to make the same choice over and over and over again. And I think that's so true, but we think, oh, I'm having that question again. I must not have gotten the right answer. But in reality, we just have to remember, which is a big word in the Old Testament and in the Book of Mormon, like, remember what you've already been taught. And
well, Moroni came to Joseph Smith 3 times for him to remember everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's always good to go back and read your journals, yes. or, you know, reread a book, read the Book of Mormon, reread, because it's going to be different every time. We're going to pick up different things. So it's always good to remember.
Definitely. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem.